In Wilmington, Delaware, new townhomes will be built on Bennett Street, a high crime area on the city's east side. The hope is that helping residents buy their own homes will curb violence. WHYY's Shirley Min reports on the initiative called East Side Rising.
Carrie Davis cuts through steel beams that are being used to build affordable housing for seniors on Wilmington's east side. This neighborhood is where Davis spent his early years.
Growing up as a kid, it was fun. Everything was love. But as you get older and these kids coming up nowadays, it's a total different change.
Now, crime and poverty are the norm on the east side. It caught up with Davis, who served time for selling drugs.
I came home from jail in 2008. And that was my cutoff point.
It's also the starting point of his new life in construction. Davis graduated from the Eastside Rising Training Center. It's a free jobs program run out of Central Baptist Church, located in the heart of the neighborhood. Gina Worthy runs it.
This is about building out a career and a life that you want, not just getting a job, because we want them to understand the difference between a job and a career.
The center partners with construction union Local 55. Members taught Davis the fundamentals, and the center taught him to write a resume and how to present himself during an interview and on the job.
You willing to learn and you hungry, they're going to teach you everything you need to know.
Reverend Terrence Keeling of Central Baptist established the training center a year and a half ago to complement the housing side of his East Side Rising initiative.
Owning a home is the end result of a process that brings less crime. Getting the job brings less crime. Getting the jobs put you in a position to own a home.
Davis's next job is to build the new Bennett Street townhouses, which will be done sometime next year.
The houses that we work on, they got a program where we be the first to rent to own these houses. And, I'm definitely trying to get into that.
Davis says he loves making an honest living. And Gina Worthy says people are noticing.
His folks that he knew in his street days are coming to him like, Carrie, what's happened different for you? They see a difference in him, and they realize that that's the type of difference that I think I want for my life.
And the type of difference Reverend Keeling hopes spreads throughout Wilmington. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.